place in the world. Your place in the world. Feel now. Yeah. I said, damn, baby. Just be living life. I said, ooh, damn, baby, just be living life, 'cause we're living life. Oh, now I'm sad. Stay up in the city.
Once again, broadcasting live, although it won't be live when you listen to it, from a secret location.
Hey!
It's Alcatter MIC with the inaugural episode of Clandestine Transmission. Yes.
Episode 1.
That's the official new name for the podcast. We decided to allow Urban Alternatives to fall by the wayside, as it were. It was a long run. It was many years.
Put that baby to bed.
Yes. Let it retire.
That's true.
Down in Florida.
That's true. Gave it the gold watch.
It's with the manatee. Making the girl freak out.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah. It's where you want to be. You want to be with the manatees. It's definitely where you want
to
be.
If I go on vacation, I'd like to go just float down the river with the manatees. That'd be a good way to spend my time.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun.
Speaking of laying down.
Well, before you even get into that, though, you gotta let the people know what you're playing. We've had some tracks here, courtesy of MIC. MIC came equipped today. He showed up to HQ with a whole show in his pocket, which is amazing.
I said, Kenner, let's listen to this stuff.
Yeah.
Let's watch videos of police brutality while we put together this show.
Yeah. So for the inaugural episode of Clandestine Transmission, MIC came through with what'd you come through with, sir?
Starting off the show, Sounds of Black Atlas.
Yeah.
Genevieve off of what's the album? Jane? No. Jude. Oh. Jade. No. June and Jane
combined.
Make a Jade.
Yeah.
Go to blackatlas.com. That's Atlas with two S's, like an ass.
Yes. As he said earlier, Atlas with an ass.
And download his album. Dude's from Canada, so he gets a thumbs up from the Great North.
Neighbor to the North.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After that, we had our good friend Sam Smith with Lay Me Down. It's a remix by Flume, which I play that song and a lot of Flume in the car because it sounds real nice with the bass.
I thought you said you play that a lot when you're riding a log flume.
I would definitely play that. If I ran a log flume, it'd be nothing but Flume. It'd be fantastic.
All Flume all the time.
Nah, I love Flume. I'd love that. He's doing a show out in Boston in June, but I am broke. But I would go check out Flume and see what kind of craziness goes on at one of those shows. But yeah, Sam Smith, he's already been around doing shows, but you can check him out on all the commercials for The Bible Continues. The show is a mashup of House of Cards and Game of Thrones, according to the taglines. I do not know what that means, but it definitely makes me want to tune in.
And then tune right out.
I don't know when I'm gonna watch this show, but if I can see
you, you definitely don't have time in your busy schedule biblical epic.
They got Puerto Rican Jesus, and he's getting down like Frank Underwood. Apparently, I don't know what's going on. Is he the president of Jerusalem?
And a lot of political intrigue and backstabbing, apparently. That's what's going on.
I don't know. I gotta tune in and find out.
His vice president,
this is when I would tell callers to call in and like hit me to the game.
All I know is I woke up one morning to a post from you on Facebook that was like, why is there a Sam Smith song in this commercial for Jesus? I was like, what is he talking about?
They're like trying to appeal to a different demographic. They're like, the kids like Sam Smith. Let's get them liking Sam Smith and Jesus. And
I don't know what demographic that is. That's
Jesus won't let Sam Smith in the church with his Sam Smith boyfriend.
Well, then there's that. That's such a weird dichotomy right there. But like I was saying, when we were listening to the track though, is he kind of has that haunted vocal quality that reminds me a little bit of, like I was saying, a kind of Anthony Hegarty light, like kind of like a whitewashed, kind of cleaned up Anthony, which is funny because the next album that he's supposedly working on is going to have the bass. He's working with electronic producers.
He did this stuff with, oh my goodness. This is my brain.
It was like the DFA because it was Hercules and Love Affair. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, it was good. Was good stuff.
It's like him and Rick Astley got together and had a baby.
he does definitely have a Rick Astley like appearance.
Which is rare. I've just been alerted
to the fact that there is a homeless kid.
That's not funny, but there's
a homeless kid in front of Food Zone, which apparently is a really important.
There is a quote,
white boy with a sign in front of the ghetto supermarket that is across the street from the Image Eye Nation headquarters.
So I'm gonna bring him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And
I've also just learned that M. Cody of our sister site, littlefishinc.com, is going to be bringing him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Saying it in the news,
That is the
dude knows
the news update.
He can tune in and let us know how the sandwich was.
Yeah, tell him to download the podcast next time he's got a Wi-Fi connection.
The one question I want you to ask him is that bread the carb-free $40 bag? Ketter's fancy carb-free bread with the cauliflower or whatever.
There's no cauliflower. It's almond. It's got it's almond flour is what it is, not cauliflower. Almond flour.
Cauliflower.
I don't have any of this bread, but I've been looking at it on the internet. It costs like $8 for like 6 hamburger buns. but they got no carbs. So hey.
I can give you 2 pieces of cardboard from my basement that also
I'm sure that cardboard has way more carbs. Positive of it.
It's got way more cards.
Positive of it.
Oh,
but
my goodness.
In the background, we've got more from MIC's favorite Shlomo. You know, it's funny because you made such a big deal during the last podcast about Shlomo. I went back and listened to a podcast from like years ago that we put together.
Played some Shlomo.
And I was playing Shlomo.
The remix has been around for a long time.
Yeah, so Shlomo has been a Imagination favorite for quite some time.
Yeah. It's going to be too late for you to hear this because unless we put the podcast up tonight, but he'll be doing a show tomorrow in Boston, so if someone wants to take me to that. At the Brighton Music Hall and get all sweaty because it's the hot box in there. You could do that. So we'll have to edit that out if you want.
No, I'm not editing anything. That's you're out of luck.
But
man,
he's on tour, so go check him out.
Well, they can catch him somewhere else. That doesn't help you catch him.
That's
but
not helping me.
Tell me how it was. They can catch
him. Live vicariously through your show going.
Just like they're catching him right now. The track is called Fading. It is from his new Dark Red LP, which I guess is in stores now. I know I've seen it on the internet.
Sure.
Floating around a little bit.
Go on iTunes and look.
So go on iTunes and look. Like it's a store that you walk into and you just browse around a little bit.
I'm surprised there's not like an iTunes store where you just walk in and like plug your phone in and say, hey, I want all this new music.
So am I. I'm surprised Apple has not jumped on that yet. But
from your house.
We got more music coming up for you. What's coming up next, MIT?
Ooh, we got goodies. Up next, Phony People, these dudes from Brooklyn with a remix of their track "End of the Night" by Louis Futon. We should be sitting on the futon now, doing this podcast. But this is not 2003, and we're not at the Biltmore Estates.
But that's it's coming up next on the Clandestine Transmission, imaginenation.com.
Celestial surprise before
is. Impossible is nothing.
Blood and sacrifice remain. We've got chemistry, this alchemy is hard to lose. Tainted kisses, lips are set to drip from winter truths. I won't make the most of it, just leave when spring is through. There won't be a need for cold remorse as long as you don't leave me. Hold on to these relics, ancient tales won't feed my pain. I'm down for the count, numb to all your old ways. Don't run if you're so close to all these edges. It's a test, it's a game, no need to lose your virgin. these relics, ancient tales don't feed my pain. I'm down for the count, numb to all your old ways. Don't run if you're so close to all these edges. It's a test, it's a game.
Clandestine transmission here at ImageiNation.com. It was an extended music break at that time. And also had some extensive technical difficulties during that break.
Behind the scenes shenanigans.
Yeah, which luckily you will know nothing about because I will fix it all in post.
Word. But you just heard the sounds of Hot Chip.
Yes.
We need you now. Coming out next month, right?
Something like that. Why make sense?
Why make sense?
Why? It makes sense to
see more folks to the line.
Your album titles. You demand more punctuation. That's a banger though. Having heard the album, like we've been talking, and you know, one of the things that we mentioned is we do question some of the bandiness of some of their recent output,
the direction of the Chip.
You know, being big fans of, you know, the original
Chip sound,
Joe and Alexis in Joe's bedroom recording on the, you know, the compact computer. That sounds a little different these days, but that said, Need You Now,
banger.
One of the better tracks on the album that you all want. Come what may. What else you play for the people in there, I see?
Before Hot Chip, we had the sounds of my homie Shamir with Call It Off. Sometimes you can't even talk. One of the PSA. I try to sprinkle in a PSA song for the boys and girls out there. But yeah, he got an album coming out called Ratchet. He's doing a show in, I think I wrote it down, June 11th. Great Scott, Austin. I got tickets. I'm going. I'm going to get all sweaty.
Nice.
And like that place is, we saw Hot Chip there.
It's a good place to get sweaty.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a sweaty MIC. Jumping around.
I also saw a giant rat outside that place. Not like
because
when we went to see Hot Chip, I mean, and this was years ago. When we went to see Hot Chip, MIC and his lady friend, and I believe 12XU might have been there too.
He was there, yeah.
He came to that show.
He was there as well.
He wasn't there yet though. You all went to
before the rat. This is
went
rat.
To get something to eat. You went to. I'm pretty sure you guys went to get like falafel. And I was just hanging out near the venue. I was talking on my phone. And there was just a giant rat. It just came out from behind the building and like walked like. And it like walked across the sidewalk. And I'm just standing there just watching this rat walk by. And I'm like, yo, that's a giant rat. And I'm pretty sure I told you about it after
yo,
the fact.
Yo, I remember well, this yeah. conversation yep. right now.
Yeah. But the show, it's, I mean, the venue's dope. And Hot Chip was awesome. So yeah. You should definitely be looking forward to seeing Shami. Hopefully the DJ in there doesn't make some of the same. Maybe that TV will fall on that guy, though. We'll worry about that in the show. There's a big giant television monitor right over the DVD. Because of the music, we were like, oh, that's going to fall on that guy. We didn't see it happen, but it might have happened.
Blast Tales from the Past.
Hey.
Before Shamir with the sound of Subtract.
Tevin Campbell.
Tevin Campbell.
For all of you
dude,
people who
right.
are just as old as we are.
Yeah.
If you're younger, you don't know who Tevin Campbell is. But
we're all. Yeah. He wants to know, can we talk? For a minute. Anyway, Subtract featuring Tevin. Song called Relics.
Relics. We are.
We are Relics.
Yes. Tevin Campbell also Relic.
How old is Tevin Campbell now?
He's pretty old.
But the Relic song is off of Subtract's SoundCloud page.
Yeah,
he put an album out last year.
It just came really out at like, the tail end of the year, yeah.
And so he keeps releasing tracks.
Stopped.
He just releasing a bunch of like random stuff on there, so it's cool. Get on the SoundCloud. Tune in us every
day. Yeah.
That'll work too. And then put some track with 20 people every night. Playlist. In case you're writing it down at home.
Up to speed. Yes. It's wonderful. It's in the background right now. Sounds of Hood Boy. Spelled O-I.
Oh,
yes.
I.
With Palm Reader. That's some fool's gold business right there. And we've just been updated.
I feel mad old.
Once again, courtesy of Little Fish Inc.'s own M. Cody, Tevin Campbell, 38 years of age.
No, I'm gonna see his birth certificate. When Tevin Campbell was out, I felt like he was a kid, and I was like more grown. Like my age.
Yeah, well. I don't know that he was necessarily. I think it might be like an Aaliyah situation where he wasn't necessarily as young as he played. Now for some reason we've moved on to Johnny Gill. I don't really know why that is, but
Johnny Gill got to be like 44 years old.
Damn. 48. Wow. Oh man. So apparently the next clandestine transmission is going to be all old 80s and 90s R&B acts, because we're taking it back. Well, which is funny, because you were threatening to turn this episode into like an all Jodeci or something like that.
I was gonna do my own podcast that was just all like Jodeci, new album, remixes, whatnot. I love the new Jodeci album. It sounds like all the old Jodeci albums. So if you like those, get that Jodeci on, get you some Cavassier, snuggle up with your loved one, and see where the music takes you.
Is the side dude,
Mr. Town,
who used to be, is he still with them? Really? They brought him up.
Well, they're not all together.
Yeah.
What is Jodeci? Back on the scene, 20 years later. I gotta see if they're on tour.
Are they,
Jodeci and Mary J. Blige throwback tour.
They got like some gospel songs on the album, because I know they went gospel for
those. It was all like straight Jodeci songs.
So they're talking about humping.
Yes, a lot of humping, a lot of humping, a lot of stroking.
Great.
A lot of stroking. My favorite song is a song called "Stress Reliever,"
which is going out to none other than Rolando Stamos.
He knows
with the stress relief lotion.
He
knows what's up. But I think that might do it. That might do it for this installment of
hopefully we relieved your stress
of the clandestine transmission. Yeah, I'm still a little stressed out, actually. It was just a mess behind the scenes today. It was crazy.
Kevin, you fixed it.
I did fix it.
You were like,
you fixed it.
You were like, you're a plumber. Whatever that means.
Like Mario. Like Luigi.
Well,
Rice, sure.
Super Nintendo. Super Genesis. I was dead broke.
That's right. Because when I saw Jodeci, it was with the Notorious B.I.G.
That's who you want to go see.
Hartford Civic Center.
Yeah, shame on you for that.
1995. It was incredible.
They don't make
shows like that anymore.
You're not going to see that show.
No. It's not gonna happen. Never. But another one of this show, another episode will happen.
Yes.
Very soon. I don't know what it's gonna bring.
No.
And
we'll see.
Because to be perfectly frank, there's all kinds of different stuff that we want to do, different things we want to try, different ways to expand the program. Expand the experience for our listeners.
We'll give 1-2-X you over here to tell some stories.
Yeah, so expect surprises. Stay tuned.
Right.
Stay tuned to imagination.com.
Trying to figure this out. April Fools!
April Fools,
yeah, it's coming at you.
It just dawned on me that we didn't bother to tell you what we're going to play when we get on out of here, so I think we should probably do that.
As we wrap up the show, we get the sound of Toro y Moi, joint called The Flight, off of his What For?
Got the question mark.
Okay. Hey.
Oh,
where he gets really,
Steely Danny.
And then the sounds of Montreal. Tyrion Avatar.
You had trouble pronouncing that, didn't you?
No, they're killing me with their song title. Everyone asked me the song title. Kevin Barnes, You Were a Damn Fool.
Yeah, that's from their new R8 Gloom LP, which I've been listening to a lot. I don't know about you.
I had it on
Friday on the way home from work. Listening to that a lot at work. It's good stuff. Big up Montreal fans. So they're actually going to be playing
those
right around here in this vicinity of Montreal and
somehow
they're playing up at the Iron Horse Music Group owned Pearl Street.
It's either going to be awful or awfully fun.
And that's no judgment against either of those bands. That's a little bit more venue related, but if you don't live in the Western Mass area, that's not really your problem.
I haven't been to Pearl Street in like 1,000 years, so I'm sort of hoping that it's going to be a little bit better. In the back of my mind is like, it's going to be a whole lot worse. But we'll see. I just picked up my tickets today. I'm like, I haven't seen a Montreal in a minute. And like with the double bill like that, I could not sort of say no.
No, you really can't.
Even though it's going to be like 5 million degrees in there with no AC.
Oh, of course.
And it's going to sound all sketchy, but yeah. I will tell those tales.
Perhaps.
On an upcoming show.
Yes.
I think the show is May 2nd. So. Tune in next month to hear my show review.
I predict a lot of complaining.
You predict getting like text messages from me saying like, "Oh, Kenner, why? Why did I do this to myself?" So it's too bad those dudes aren't playing like the show out in Boston.
I thought they were doing a Boston date. No,
they both have done like Boston dates. This is like an extra.
So, just like this little extra piece of us talking, because both apparently bone heads.
Bonus cuts.
Yes. This time, we're really gonna get out of here. You guys can check us out next time. From ImageIdNation.com, Mel Ketter,
and MIT.
with your body as a sacrament, your mind a killing floor. Oh, oh, your mind a killing floor. I've been trying to quell my anger and not feel bitter about all the darkness you gave. Out of you, but it never hurts as deeply as I.